Happy Mother's Day, listeners. We have now awarded all three prizes. The winner was
Tanya Faye. Her husband Tim called in and won that for her.
Okay, very good. So all the prizes have been given away. We've got that taken care of. We can check that off of our list. You know, we travel a lot trying to gather information that we can apply towards the show. I was in Boulder. You were at the Pet Expo. Our writer and researcher was up in Las Vegas. You know, this week I'm going to be up in Flagstaff, and I'm really looking forward to this.
You've been talking about this one for a while.
It's the Preservation Society's symposium that's going to go on for 3 days up in Flagstaff. It's going to be great. They've got ghosts of Route 66 and archaeological discoveries of an upper Queen Creek Basin area, which is where we were hiking just a couple weekends ago. So they've got topics covering light rail and its reformation of many historic downtown districts. So I'll be up in Flagstaff covering that this week in particular. Romy's going to be also as well traveling northern Arizona. And, you know, if you're up there, we're going to you've got the YCCA, Yavapai County Contractors Association, home show there at Tim's Toyota Center next weekend. So that's always one of the bigger events in Yavapai County for the year. Certainly the biggest home show that they've got to go to. So that's next weekend. While you're there, go around and take a look and watch for the Rosie on the House certified partner logos. We've got a lot of partners that represent themselves there well. The following weekend will be Memorial Day weekend, and you and I will be at the 41st Annual Western Art Show and Sale in Prescott.
You've got your eye on some things already, don't you?
Well, there was an artist there last year, 2 years ago when we went, that really caught my eye, and I bought a couple of his smaller pieces. And boy, I hope he's back this year, because there was one big piece that I exercised a rare moment of restraint and didn't buy, and I've been wanting it ever since. So I've been saving my egg money for a couple of years. There's that one piece I'm really looking for. But if you've never been, they fill the entire courthouse square with artists from all over the country. And if you like Western art, there isn't anything like this particular event. And we've got rooms at the Hacienda Inn. And I saw the Hacienda Inn was running specials in the paper last week for $79 a night. Well, on Memorial Day weekend, it's like four times that.
Yeah.
So. So take advantage of the Hacienda Inn specials. They're nice rooms, old historic hotel, really a nice restaurant right there downstairs. I've had some excellent meals there. We'll be staying there on Memorial Day weekend. We'll be broadcasting from KQ&A and having a good time. And looking for that particular piece of art. And talking about moms, we're actually going to bring baby Kay. She wants to come up with us. So we got her a room there, and we're going to have a great weekend with mom up in Prescott.
Awesome.
So that will be awesome. And the YCCA, like I say, home shows next weekend. And then what else? What does the rest of our calendar look like? It's crowded.
We have some live broadcasts coming up. Romy was talking about the one he's going to be doing the 30th. Is it in Flagstaff?
And John Eisenhower can talk more about that next hour. But it's a tree climbing contest for arborists.
I wonder if anybody can go watch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's actually right on NAU campus.
Oh, wow.
Next to, from what I understand,
right next to the Reardon Mansion, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so it's really easy to get to and locate. And it's absolutely for spectators. It's quite, I mean, you think, you hear tree climbing and you just think, oh, somebody climbing a tree. But, I mean, you've got a certain rope series and knot series and climbing tactics. You have to incorporate all these different skills and climbing styles to navigate these obstacle courses up these monstrous trees. It brings it tree climbing to a whole new level.
While you're carrying your saw and your pruners and your trimmers and all that, this isn't like the pole climbing contest of a lumberjack contest. This is actually tree climbing.
It's pretty intricate.
Yeah, I guess it is. So there's a lot of things going on for your staycations in and around Arizona. So hopefully we'll see you out and about and on the road between here and there. In the meantime, get prepared to join us and give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348 to talk trees, anything having to do with trees in and about your house, home, castle, or cabin out on the property. Give us a ring and we'll be covering that.
We will have one more Mother's Day giveaway, probably the 9 o'clock hour, a nice gift basket from Sphinx Date Ranch.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. How are we going to give that away?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to come up with something.
We have to invent the rules here in the next hour
That's
and 15
right.
minutes.
That's right.
Sphinx Date Ranch. Boy, that place has been there for a long time.
That goes back to high school days for us and longer, I think.
Man. So, very good. Very good. Did you see today's Arizona Republic? The home section?
Yeah, we're big on the front page
they've
there.
They've got it splattered all over the front page. It's an article we write every single Saturday morning, and this week in particular, it's talking about the cost of kitchen remodeling, which will be our topic for 10 o'clock hour. One of my favorite parts of the Arizona Republic on Saturday is the Explore Arizona section.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking this week about Grand Solitude. They're talking about really a place you'd hope that they wouldn't talk about. It's one of those spots that you wish you could just kind of keep it a little bit more secret.
One of your secret spots?
Well, you can't call the north rim of the Grand Canyon my secret spot. But if
anybody could, you would.
if I could, I would. If you haven't been to the north rim, it is worth the extra drive around and the extra time invested. The only thing you have to remember is they are very limited on rooms and accommodations, and it is a dead end. When you get there, I think you're like 35 miles.
You're committed.
You know, you're committed. So don't go up there without a reservation. Make sure you make a reservation. It's worth it. You have a dinner in that dining room on the North Rim, and it is absolutely one of the most spectacular dining settings in the entire world. And we have it, we own it, right here in the great state of Arizona. We'll be talking about staycations and awarding more. We give them away every single month. Now, if you want to go to the South Rim of the Grand Canyon, the little town south of the gate, 1 mile south of the gate, we have a new lodging partner there, the Red Feather Lodge, and they're now participating in the Rosie on the House Arizona Staycation. So, boy, we've just about got the state covered with lodging partners wherever you wanted to go. I think we can get
fun
you
and
good.
And it should
places.
Be covered in Old Glory and even the state flag. But there's another one, Uncommon USA, that sell the telescoping poles. I know that there's a location out of Tucson because that's where I bought mine at a trade show. So I'll get that added. So we've got resources on where you can buy American-made flagpoles and flags on our website.